Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with both Johnny and Jesse Sanchez, co-founders of Frago Gear. Johnny is an MSG in the U.S. Army Logistics and the co-founder of Frago Gear. Johnny was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, raised in Salt Lake City, Utah. He enlisted into the Army in March of 1982 to present. He attended basic combat training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and advanced individual training at Fort Lee, Virginia. Jesse Sanchez is a self-taught welder, fabrication expert, and overall problem solver. In 1985, he decided to take up fabrication and quickly became a self-taught fabricator, building fences and custom furniture. In 2018, Johnny came to Jesse seeking his big brother's advice on building a military equipment stand, and together Johnny and Jesse came up with the Go Rack, patent pending, a storage rack for personal and tactical gear that was designed by veterans, is military tested and soldier approved to be ready at a moment's notice. And gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Johnny, for starters, tell us about the company Frago Gear and your product and what is it that you do?
Okay, well, our company is really small. It's just me and my brother and Brad Andrews. And we started back on the 16th of May of 2018 when we opened up the business in Salt Lake City, Utah. And what our product, it's been a long time. You know, I've been in the field a lot and stuff, and I see the frustration of, you know, putting your gear on the floor and not able to put it anywhere. And a lot of soldiers, my wife was also in the military, and, you know, and I come to her and I said, you know, a lot of the soldiers, you know, there's got to be another system to put somewhere, you know, with, instead of just leaving it and, you know, accidentally people will grab it because all the gear looks the same. And what's really bad is they grab the wrong weapon, you know, that zeroed in for you, and here you are trying to grab another weapon, not even knowing, you know, if it's yours or not. And what our product does is it eliminates a lot of that. It helps you as a leader. You know where your soldier stuff is. You can see it. If it's in the tent, you know, it's there. You can pack it with you, take it to your next location, unput all your stuff in there. And it just holds all your equipment. And it's at a moment's notice, you know, you can put it on right away. And it's the peace of mind of knowing where it's at.
And that certainly is pretty awesome how you brought that all together, and who would know more about this than yourself, so that makes it an added bonus. How did you come up with the name Frago Gear? Where did that come from?
Me and my brother and Brad, we were going through, and also Brad's son, Jono, we were going through a lot of the different names, you know, and we came up, I always had this frag, it means fragmentation order in the military. It's used to modify or change an operation, and this reminds me of the rack where you can use multiple arms or just one arm. You can, you know, it comes with four arms. You can interchange them to hold four weapons, and it holds up to 175 pounds easily of gear. And it just reminded me of that Frago where you know, changes, automatic changes, and you got to adapt to them.
Yeah, that certainly does make a lot of sense and pretty clever, I might add. How does Frago Gear improve the lives of military personnel? Get into some of those details.
Well, it's just like when you go to the field and stuff, you know, you have all this gear, and then you have to set it down somewhere, and there's nowhere to put it. You put it on the ground. You try to find a spot. Let's say if you're in a tent, you know, all the gear looks the same, and then you just put it under your cot, and all of a sudden when you need it right away, you're scrambling to find it, and it just eliminates so much time, and plus it protects your gear. And like I said, as a leader, you can walk in there and you can see everybody's dressed right dress. Everybody has this, and it's there. And plus, it also identifies who that soldier is and where, you know, where they're supposed to be.
It certainly sounds like it keeps everyone organized, and that's an added bonus for sure. Today, we're joined by both Johnny and Jesse Sanchez, co-founders of Frago Gear here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jesse, good to have you with us as well. Tell us, Jesse, what would you say sets Frago Gear apart from other competitors in the space?
Well, the competitor, all we've seen is theirs is made out of wood. Theirs is not collapsible. Ours is collapsible, made out of lightweight aluminum. You can pack it in a bag. You can carry it in different multiple ways. And like Johnny said, you can hold multiple things on there. This is set up for first responders, the police, military, even down to the Boy Scouts.
Definitely appreciate your input on that. Now, also, where do you see the company's biggest opportunities, both short and long term? Get into some of that.
I think for the military, especially, like Johnny said, you know, keep things organized. You know which is yours. And for the police, also, when they go home, they set up their bulletproof vests. They can hang everything all in one spot. They don't have to have it in multiple areas. They know right where everything is at. And our product is one piece, so there's not, like, pieces that can fall off or you lose a part. It's all one piece.
Yeah, this is Joe. I like to caveat onto that. I think, our short-term right now would be effective strategies for gaining exposure with new customers and members of organizations that fall into our product market. And for me, our long-term would be attracting new markets and staying on top of, like, we're going to have a lot of additions. I know a lot of people talk to us, you know, and we're taking all that into fact with, you know, the first responders. My brother mentioned the police, you know, adding stuff to it. So it constantly can change. Like you said, the name is, you know, Fraggle Gear, which constant changes. So that's my 2 cents on that.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your touching in on that. It's always important to have a vision and where you're headed. Sounds like you've got that under wraps. As we conclude today, what are the biggest challenges moving forward? What do you see looking ahead in that regard?
Challenges with any new product coming into the market, it takes time, money, exposure.
I have to agree with my brother. I think that's, he hit it right in the nail on the head. It's getting the product out and having people use it and seeing the benefits of what it can do.
Gentlemen, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on the program and introducing Fraggle Gear to the audience, and really hats off to you for being proactive and bringing this together as well. Now, before you take off, love to get your 2 cents worth here as well. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs, those that have a business idea like you did, who doesn't know what to do next? What would you advise those types of individuals?
I would advise is take your time and look at all your options. And just go for it, because if you don't, then you'll never know.
We'll take that advice and run with it. Gentlemen, thanks so much. If listeners wanted to get more information on Fraggle Gear or to shop around, where's the best place online to do so?
Fragglegear.com.
And that certainly works. Again, gentlemen, all the best, and thanks so much for being a part of EPN. Certainly wish you and the company continued success.
Thanks for having us.
You're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with both Johnny and Jesse Sanchez, co-founders of Fraggle Gear. And once again, for all the details, visit fragglegear.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.